Hello, everybody. Yes, it is bonus pod time because, as promised in this week's episode, we had slightly longer chats with the Saracens director of rugby, Alex Osterbury, and with the Bristol Bears and Wales scrum half, Ciara Bevan. So enjoy listening to both of these extended interviews as Ciara sat with, well, her former teammate in Philippa Tuttiett, and I got a chance to chat with Alex Osterbury. Also, a huge congratulations to Susie and to Helen, who are our two winners of tickets to Saracens against Quins and Gloucester against Bristol Bears. Enjoy whatever games you're going to this weekend. Let's start with that conversation between Philippa and Ciara, and it'll follow with me and Alex.
So I'm pleased to say I'm now joined with KB, Ciara Bevan, superstar. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. Thank you, yeah.
So it is, just for context, Tuesday, lunchtime, semi-finals week. What have you done this morning? What are you going to be doing this afternoon? Give us some insight.
Well, this morning I was just in the house with my dad and my dog. Drove up here then with Courtney and Lucy Burgess. And now I'm going to chat with you. That's my morning.
The highlight of your day, of course.
Highlight of my day. And this afternoon we've got feed, skills, gym, and we do like this little bear fight thing, which is just like contact craft. So we'll do that. That's our daytime, and then a bit of time off, go into units, and then into team session this evening then.
Wow, full on day.
Yeah.
So what's head coach Dave Ward, is he the type of person that sort of keeps everything very similar in the structure in the lead up to the game, or does he like to mix things up? Like, is it a different vibe this week being a semi-final week? Or
he tries to keep things pretty consistent. Like, we were lucky that we obviously had a bye week last week, so we were able to relax a little bit, try some new things. But yeah, this week it's pretty consistent and just so focused on Gloucester.
So that game on Sunday this season, you've won one, they've won one. There was obviously that very tasty final last season. So the big question is, how many tattoos do you have now?
I have too many to count. Liz is going to go mental.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Roughly, are we talking like 10, 20?
35, 40.
No! KB!
Yeah.
Wow!
Some really quite random ones as well. Like, I've got a dinosaur on my thigh because I think it was funny in Albufeira with the girls last summer.
Wow. Okay. No little bear anywhere? Little Bristol bear anywhere? Or
not yet. If we
not yet.
If we beat Gloucester and we win the Prem,
yeah,
I'll get a bear.
Why not? You going to call it Dave?
No, I don't know how I feel about something being called Dave on me for the rest of my life.
Fair enough. Okay, but in all seriousness, then, back to the game. So you've got that nervy experience of obviously watching the first semi-final on Saturday where Saracens are going to play Harlequins. And then you're going to be running out on the Sunday. So what's the targets? How are you feeling about it?
First and foremost, like from Saturday's point of view, I think what will be with that result, like, we haven't beaten Saris this season. We've beaten Quins and we've lost to Quins. Obviously, quite recently we beat them. But I think if we manage to beat Gloucester on the weekend and we go away to the Stornex and Saris do a number on Quins, that's going to be a very tough final if we're lucky enough to get there. Mm-hmm. But just from this week's point of view, you know, our main focus is on Gloucester. It's very nip and tuck between us. It's always been quite close. You know, the first half of the final last year, we were dominant in all aspects. And then the second half, just a couple of lapses of concentration and you hit three tries down, which isn't great. Yeah. But we're fully aware of the threats that they pose. We've played them enough now to know that as well. But we just have to concentrate on us and being accurate in how we want to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dave Ward, I don't know if you know this, but Dave Ward actually said that Mo Hunt, your opposite player, is the women's the women's version of Antoine Dupont. What have you got to say about that?
Did he actually say that? I'm having words with him later. Clayton volleyball on Thursday. I'm having him.
Oh, volleyball on Thursday. Tell me more. What's this?
Oh, every Thursday before scales, we just have a bit of fun, play a bit of volleyball. He does go mental with me because I like to punch the ball. So I got to be on best behavior sometimes.
Get a bit violent.
Yeah.
Turns into murder ball, does it?
Well, I'd be aiming at his head now after that comment.
Fair enough. So in comparison, this season, last season, your actual sort of win losses are about the same. You basically just like to make it really hard for yourselves. And once again, you're choosing, you've got the away semi-final, that difficult route. Do you think you've moved on from last season, or do you just think this season was different challenges? Like, how do you view the season so far?
Definitely a lot of challenges. Like, I know every team has injuries and it's part and parcel of the game, but just the key injuries that we've had and the people that we've lost throughout the season, and, you know, some have come back right at the end, but, you know, we lost a lot of big players in key positions, like mid-season, and that can just disrupt anyone's season, and it definitely disrupted ours a little bit. You know, but we also know that we weren't good enough. Like, I don't want to take anyway away from Elin and Loughborough, but we weren't good enough against those teams. And, you know, credit to them, they took their opportunities and they beat us well in the end, but we knew we weren't fully on it. But yeah, it's been a bit bumpy, and, you know, we wanted to get top four, and we have done that by the skin of our teeth, and we the hard way. But I think once you're in a semi-final, like, it's knockout rugby and anything can happen. And if anyone can go away and win an away semi-final, like, it is that. Because we did it last year, so, you know, that's factual. It's going to be an exciting game on Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about players and obviously, yeah, the injuries. We've seen that across lots of teams that they've been missing players. But you had a pretty big player come and join you to give you a little boost in your season with Alona Marr. Yeah. What was that like? Like, did you know, how far in advance did you know about it? Was it a surprise? How did that?
There's always rumours in rugby.
Always rumours, yeah.
It's classic. But nothing was official until I woke up on the Monday morning before the Exeter game that was meant to be played in Ashton Gate, the one that was ended up being rearranged because of the storm. That week. So they've literally put a message in the group being like, by the way, we've got someone joining us this week. Alona's going to be joining. She's going to then, she's here for the week and she's going to train with us. She goes back to America and then she'll come back in the new year. And that was it. It was pretty casual the way he did it.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So literally, like I said, other than just hearing like rumors, we found out on the Monday and then she rocked up to training Monday afternoon. So yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Gosh.
Oh, she's
settled in.
Yeah. She's in class. And obviously, sevens and 15s are very, very different. And obviously, I haven't played sevens in years. So the game's probably changed a little bit. But detail aspect is 15s is a lot more detailed. But she's picked it up brilliantly, and she's willing to learn, ask questions, and you can't fault that. Then, you know, she's been brilliant. It's a bit of a breath of fresh air. She's so much energy as well, like around the pitch, and always talking, always communicating, and that's what you want from your back three.
Yeah, absolutely. And did notice that everyone's sort of social media game raised a little bit, and there was a certain sort of, I'm going to say, like a catwalk show as you walked into Loughborough, and it was great because everyone was wearing these wicked outfits. I saw some nice shirts, some nice trainers, some nice jeans, and then I saw a lot of you.
That's not a bad.
Do you want to just describe your outfit?
Well, I said it in joke when we played Elin, because that's when we found out after the Elin game, or just before. Irie, our social media manager, was like, I've got this idea. And we were like, oh, like, that's class. Like, we've obviously seen it in the NFL with the Chiefs and all that sort of stuff, and in women's football now a lot. And we were like, that's a really good idea. Like, it's different. I was like, I'm going to wear butcher sunglasses. Like, why not? Like, literally a throwaway comment, I would talk. And then everyone just jumped on it. And I was like, oh, I can't disappoint now. Can't disappoint. And then I had Sarah.
Well, you rocked it, mate.
Yeah, well, yeah. When you throw up.
Yeah,
yeah. I was on low carb all week.
Right, so this weekend then, will the smugglers be coming back out for Sunday for your little entrance walk? Or
I still think so. I think I've got to be professional this week and wear kit.
Fair enough. Okay.
I was super no. It was very cold that last day. And
I know, you were brave. Fair play, mate. You are nothing but committed, I tell you what. Well, look, Kira, it's been awesome to chat to you. Thank you so much for your time. I know you've got a million and two things to do, and it is semi-finals week, so I'm not going to say good luck. I'm just going to say I hope the best team wins. So thank you, mate.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, Alex, thanks very much for joining me. You are in the business end again with Saracens, as Saracens have always been semi-finalists throughout the Prem 15s and PWR, but obviously the last couple of years the big prize has got away from you. How are you feeling about where the team are at this point of this season?
Yeah, look, as we know, knockout rugby is a place you want to be, but it's also pretty clear cut, isn't it? You either win or you lose, and there's no second chances. And the last couple of times we've got here and fallen short by the smallest of margins, but we're here again. It's a great testament to the character of the group, and you know, we've started playing some good rugby and come into form at the right time. But ultimately, the form gets you here, but you need to play well on the day. And even then, you don't need to play that well on the day, you just need to get a result. So yeah, really, really happy with the space that we're in and how things have moved forward, certainly, you know, post-Christmas and post the Loughborough game. And yeah, you know, as always, I believe in this team immensely. So, you know, against any opponent, I'm really confident that they can do well and get the result that's needed. And hopefully come Saturday against Quins, we'll be able to go one step further than we've done the last couple of years.
Yeah, and you know, we spoke at the start of the season. I would say it feels like ages ago. On the one hand, it does. On the other, it's been the shortest season and quickest season ever. But you spoke obviously about the balance and the juggle that this season might take, the demand it will make on some of the players lower down as injuries may occur. In terms of a sort of quick look back over the season as a whole to this point, how do you feel you've managed? How much of a challenge has it been?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's the S&C and the medical teams that do, you know, a lot of the hard graft. They're the ones that support everything that's underpinning. And they've done a fantastic job making sure that, you know, come this end of the season, that we've got quite a lot of players available and quite a lot of players in good form and good fitness. You know, so fantastic effort from those guys, which makes, you know, makes selection for semi-finals that bit trickier. But I'd rather be in that position than looking at a really long injury list. Obviously, we're still missing a few. That the nature of the season, if you pick up some of the longer injuries, you're going to miss the entirety of the season. But really happy with the work that's gone on to make sure that we're in a pretty healthy place and in a good place to launch an assault on Quins this weekend.
Yeah, and about that sort of timing, I mean, I guess each team has had its own various versions of a sort of wobble or different bits of form, results not going their way. You look at someone like Exeter Chiefs with a decent old injury list and how they've effectively been in free fall and a couple of results, you know, elsewhere. But it seems that this is just a period where Saracens are now regrouped, getting the results again and seem to be on the up. It certainly, from an outsider's point of view, feels like you're in a pretty good space to be taking this one on.
Yeah, hopefully that's exactly where we're at. You know, it has been a challenging season, not just the nature of the competitiveness, but also the structure of the season and how your games have fallen within that. And, you know, we had a fairly busy pre-Christmas period, you know, 10 games in 11 weeks where we played some very good teams in very short turnaround time. So it became, you know, very tricky. And probably the calendar was a little bit nicer to us in terms of the breaks that we had in bye weeks, etc. But yeah, we've learned from, you know, previous years as well, how where you come to the ball and where it's important to be finding form. And hopefully we've done that. But as I say, it all goes out the window come Saturday. You know, it's almost like stereotypical derby, isn't it? Form books out the window. It doesn't matter. It's two teams that, you know, have deserved to get into knockout rugby and two teams that will be gunning to do everything that they can, and it will be left all out on the field, and that's the exciting bit, but it's also the jeopardy of it, right?
Yeah. Well, look, imagine there's a new PWR fan who's sat alongside you. Let's take you out of the coaching box briefly in this little theory for Saturday. And you're describing to them this game between Saracens and Harlequins. What do you think each of these teams bring, and how could this semi-final go?
Right, it's tough, isn't it? Like, there's lots of different versions of this game that have happened over time. There's the free-flowing, scoring spectaculars, and then there's the equally as exciting, tense, tight games where it's decided by the odd point. I think that's the beauty of this game. You know, it's got kind of a deep history in comparison to a lot of the PWR teams, but, you know, it's one that's probably historically linked to some other variations, iterations of sides in the past, and I think that leads it to an exciting, an exciting battle where it can be physical, it can be niggly, it can be, it can be quite one for the purist, would say, at times. And then equally, it has the ability to light up with, both teams being able to score from anywhere on the pitch, whether it be, through individual brilliance or collective team play. And I think that's the beauty of this game, is that it's got so many different ways that it can play. It's got so many different, individuals that can do moments of magic, whether that be a physical interaction, whether that be, using their minds to unlock defences. So I think, from speaking to a neutral who's never seen it before, it's almost like expect everything, but the one thing it will be is exciting. It will be physical, and you'll have two teams that will give everything. It doesn't matter if it's a semi-final or if it's, for the pub cup, they'd fight tooth and nail for one another, against one another. And I think that's what will be evident come this Saturday, is that it's two very good teams that have the ability to play in multiple ways with some spectacular players on the field.
Yeah, and as that first semi-final, as you say, we're hugely excited about it. As you go into this with the sort of season that it's been, is it one you've enjoyed more or less? Have the challenges been greater or less than previously? How has your season been?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not enjoying it, you're in the wrong gig. I say that all the while. My face might tell a different story, and certainly the colour of my hair telling a different story. But yeah, it has been a different challenge, and it has been, it's been really intense. But I think that will be the nature of the games going forward. So I don't think it's anything that will be new or surprise to us. I would like a little bit more time in between games, and potentially the ability to kind of have more time with your squad as a whole, because that's important. That helps develop the culture, it helps develop the brand, it develops the bonds between the players, whereas it is a little bit almost, I've linked it a little bit to kind of IPL seasons. Everyone's in, and then as soon as we finish, everyone's out. And I understand the challenges and the demands of the international calendar, but as a club coach, you want the day in to day out interactions, and you want to build something that everyone's part of. And sometimes it just feels like not quite enough hours in the day to do everything that you want, whether that be, coach and develop players, whether that be, the social capital elements that are massively important, and just some of the downtime where you get to know more about each other as well. But ultimately, yeah, it's enjoyable. We found, a great kind of, we found out who we are. It has been really tough at times, and there's times where some people might have been writing us off, hey? And then there's, to come through some of those challenges and to be playing the manner of rugby that we have played, even in some of the, the tougher games, in the losses, talking about, a point here, a 5-pointer there, and then two others where we were a little bit more comprehensively beaten, but we've responded really well. And, as a coach, that is enjoyable. When the challenge is laid and the gauntlet's laying down, what do you do? And well, we've bounced positively, and we've put ourselves in a really good place. And, the next week will define our good a place, and then hopefully we'll be having a conversation post the semi-final about what's next. But ultimately, yeah, it is enjoyable. You work with some incredible individuals. You get to run out on some wonderful stages and do something that, ultimately you've loved doing for a long time with people that you got an immense amount of time for. So yeah, if I'm not enjoying it, then I probably should become a commentator.
Well, we certainly enjoy it and every minute of it, but yeah, what did you make of Dave Ward stepping into the commentary box, by the way? Did you get a chance to listen?
No offense to Dave or any of your cohort, but I tend to listen with the games on mute, so I'm not distracted by a few things on that. So yeah, I'm sure Dave smoked it out of the park. People seem complimentary on the league call that we were on with the DORs this morning. But yeah, it's like I say, it's not just Dave that I'd mute. It's the rest of you guys as well. Like, otherwise, I'll just watch it as a fan, and that's not too helpful at times.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that. Just a question, I mean, beyond this season, and it's not that I'm looking to try and get into, you know, the detail of how it's all going to add up, but, you know, this is a huge year, and it would be probably remiss of me not to touch on that. Obviously, once this season finishes, then there's this huge build to this Rugby World Cup, the biggest ever. Tickets are on sale again now, and they're flying out the door from everything we hear. That season will then, you know, the next season will start at the end of October. Is there a sort of sense of anticipation almost before this season's already out the door that actually, if that tournament goes the way it's gone, there's going to be renewed focus, renewed responsibility on those of you and us on the broadcast side to really ensure that perhaps those extra eyeballs that we're hoping arrive come to a product that is ready to take off again?
Yeah, look, it is I keep saying it, I've probably been saying it for the last couple of years. We're in a really unique spot as a sport. You know, we've got the ultimate platform, you know, to genuinely establish ourselves, not just on the, you know, the domestic sporting calendar, but on the global sporting calendar. And we have to get it right. And that's everybody who's involved needs to make sure that, you know, the things are in place to harness and maximize all the eyeballs that will be on there. I very much hope that, you know, the media, all the sponsorship side of stuff, the broadcasting deals that hopefully get put in place. Because if we get it right now, like, we'll truly give, you know, the platform for this sport to absolutely go stratospheric. And that's where the players deserve to be, you know, what they've been doing for a long, long time, and for too long behind closed doors, or not, or, you know, not with the media or the live streams. You know, there's been a lot of unbelievably talented women and rugby players doing some incredible things for a long time, and hopefully we can capture that so that it does inspire everybody, you know, to pick up a rugby ball. It does, you know, give an injection to every club, whether it be the, you know, the local club that someone's going out for their first tag session, or it be someone picking up a ball and re-engaging in vets rugby, or even picking up the referee's whistle. You know, like, we've got a real opportunity, and everyone in rugby, and I know my job's obviously to make sure that Saracens is in the best performance environment, but it's also to make sure that the sport captures this. So anything that we can do, you know, as a club, as an individual, as the league, we have to do, and we have to do it right. Otherwise, you know, if we don't get it right, we'll look back and think, you know, that was a chance. And just like if you miss a 2v1 in the corner, you go, could have been a different result. You know, we all want the same thing. We want it to be incredibly successful World Cup and absolutely catapult the sport and the players forward. But we have to get it right. And like I said, that's on the shoulders of all of us. And, you know, when we're greyer and older and we're sitting back watching coaches stress about things, we should, you know, hopefully it's, wow, look at the impact that we made. I mean, very lucky, again, like Amanda Bennett, Emma Mitchell, you know, the legends that have gone before at this club. You know, we're on the shoulders of those giants, and not comparing myself to them in any stretch, but hopefully we can push the game forward so that, you know, in, like I say, 30, 40 years, people are watching and think, crikey, that was the turning point. And hopefully we do get it right. And even if we don't get it perfect, we get it so that we capture enough of it to really build something special.
Yeah, brilliantly spoken, Alex, and I'm sure we'll be capping that up and sharing that with everybody out there because I think you've absolutely nailed it. Just to bring you back then to Saturday's game, if I may, one last time. How are your personnel? How are your sort of injuries and things like that? Are you feeling confident and able to pick the sort of personnel that you're going to be able to this weekend?
Well, yeah, touch wood. There's obviously a few sessions to get through before now and then. The players that we were hoping to be available are currently available. The players that were probably a little bit more, probably 60-20, not 60-40 even, not being available, are probably not. And then there's obviously the longer-term injuries that we've seen with, you know, Donna Rose, Paige Farris, Sophie the Good, etc. So where we're at is a touchwood, a healthy place, considering that, like I said, the nature of the season, the challenge of what's gone before. So, yeah. But, you know, we build squads to ride out any storm. So I'm pretty happy that whatever 15-23 we put on the field, we'll do us proud and we'll take the battle to Quins.
We wish you the very best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.